Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club. I am Colson Smith and as always I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Gates.
It's classic. Amazing.
Easy.
It's a given, Ben Gates. Given.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on film. Now it is all about the films we should have seen, but we haven't. Each week we set a film for the others to watch and then we come into the studio and we talk about what we loved, hated and rated about the film. Now the beauty of our film club is that anyone can join in. All you have to do is watch along with the film at home and then join us every Thursday to find out what we thought. This week's film has been chosen by me and it is my last pick of the series and it is the classic National Treasure. But before we get into talking all things National Treasure, as always, how's your week been? What have you been up to?
How's your washing machine, Jack?
It's running smoothly, no problems. Even though it's a temporary solution and we've still not got us part yet, but, I mean, this gasket still got some legs on it.
Have you got, like, the same generation of machine, the same standard, or have you got, like, a lesser one?
Right, no, they haven't changed the machine.
Just changed the rubber.
The rubber seal is basically not an LG brand rubber seal.
Okay.
So they've just brought some old piece of shit seal.
Bit of sellotape.
I love the piece of shit seal, please.
Oh yeah, I know the one. Hold on, we've got one at the back.
So we're on that at the minute and it's fine, works out fine. But news this week actually.
Ooh,
for me.
Hello. Yeah,
animal encounter. I've had a few.
Wow,
you're attracting them now. You're attracting them.
They all involve my dogs.
Yeah, right? As mine do now.
Yeah. So, first one happens in the middle of the night. Not last night, night before. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm in bed. All of a sudden, something bites me on the nose. So, I wake up and Baby, the fluffy chihuahua, the one who's my best friend.
Yeah.
Is biting my nose.
Why?
And she's growling. And basically what happens usually is, Lady, the smallest chihuahua, sleeps in bed with us, me and my girlfriend. She sleeps under the covers and goes to the warmest spot in the bed.
Which is where? Dare we ask? Lucky your washing machine's fixed.
Is this suitable for the listeners?
It's usually in between my girlfriend's legs or on top of her arse. So that's where she sleeps. That's the bed. She gets comfortable and snug and goes in there. That's her little bed. However, Baby sleeps in a normal bed, normal dog bed, at the foot of the bed. Yeah, but Lady decided she wanted to sleep in there that night, so Baby got turfed out on top of the bed because she's fluffy. She gets hot, so she has to go at the edge of the bed.
Of course, a lot going on.
There's a lot of politics involved because it's all about where people sleep. And anyway, Baby's
who's the oldest?
Lady.
It didn't probably go off that though, does it?
I am unsure.
Lady's the. I don't know. Lady sort of. If Lady wants to do something, Baby's just happy to let Lady do what she wants. And she'll settle for second best.
Anyway, why is she bitten you?
I think she's woke up in the middle of the night because someone was having a bit of a party next door and it startled her and she didn't know where she was and she reached for the nearest thing, which was my fucking nose, and she bit it. And then she looked at me and she was scared because I made a noise, like I yelped, and she didn't know what was going on, and then she ran off. That's animal encounter number one. Animal encounter number two has just happened today.
Oh, okay. It's fresh.
Fresh is the word. Explosive diarrhea.
Ooh. Oh,
nice. Do you know what? You've gone from sleeping in between your girlfriend's legs to explosive diarrhea. Some people are listening to this as they're eating their muesli on Thursday morning.
Well, this happened in the kitchen. Explosive diarrhea all over. Aerial.
Solid floors.
The multi-poo.
Literally a multi-poo.
Yeah. A multi-poo is a cross between a Maltese and a poodle. It's a real breed. It's not one of those made up ones.
Sounds it.
So she's all over the kitchen, and then I've had to bath her. I've had to shower her because it's everywhere. It's all on the heated blankets. They've got heated mats.
God, this is a grim start to the podcast.
It was awful. It was like...
Oof, straight in the washer.
Yeah, so...
Ooh, it's lucky it's working.
Lucky it's fixed. Oof. This is the thing.
Oof, that would have been a smelly bath.
It's a full wipe down of the kitchen.
It's a full wipe down.
And she's fluffy and she's... So anyway, I've had to put her in the shower and like hose her down and everything. And bless her, she was literally shaking like a shouting dog. She was terrified.
She was a shouting dog.
Yeah, she didn't know what was going on. Cleaned her all up and everything. And then I've come downstairs, and you know when you sort of you sat down and you get a whiff, a waft of something, and you go, I can still fucking smell it. I can still fucking smell it. Where is it? So I'm running around the kitchen and the living room like a madman, going. Doing that, and I couldn't smell it anywhere. Anyway, I turned, and the youngest dog, Angel, who's also a Chihuahua.
God, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of names.
There's a lot of dogs. There's
Aerial,
a lot of things.
Angel.
Yeah.
She stinks.
Multi-poos.
She stinks. And I'm thinking, what is this? And I looked, she's rolled in it. She's rolled in it. So she's been sat on the couch with me, and she's rolled in diarrhea. So then she has to be,
God, this is absolutely horrendous. Is it all over the sofa?
No, luckily no, but it was all over because we put blankets down on the sofas for this type of thing. Anyway, all the shit's all gone. Everything's clean. That's my animal countenance. That's my week.
That's a heavy start. Ben, have you got anything lighter to kind of help the people at home?
Well, I do. It's an animal encounter. And it's up there. So we've watched National Treasure, me and my son. As kids do, once the movie stops, they bolt.
Yeah.
They do fuck all out. No lights off. No helping with the dishes.
No.
Film off. Boom. I'm off, Dad. Fine. So, Star's upstairs. And I hear this boom. I'm thinking, what the fuck is she doing? Top of the stairs. She wants to go out. Oh, okay. Now, if she's a bit excited, it's late at night. She's heard something.
Mm.
Like an animal or whatever. Anyway, so I have to go out in the garden now to guard her from jumping over the fence. Because she jumps over. It's 11:45 at night.
Yeah.
She jumps over and goes around next door, doesn't she? Knock on the door, as I said before.
Yeah.
Anyway, go out. Go for a wee. Go on, off you go, Star. Go for a wee. Do-do-do. Poof. Straight over.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, not even a blink. Not even a wee. Hey, you're not out. No fucking way, Dad. Off. Gone. Silence for 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Gone. And then I'm like, I'm going to have to go in the alley. And sometimes when I drop Shreddies, when I'm having breakfast, she likes that sound. If I rustle the box of Shreddies, she likes the sound. Mm-hmm. I go, Shreddies like that. She goes like that. Anyway, she's gone past my neighbours. I'm in my pyjamas.
With a box of Shreddies.
With a box of Shreddies. And on our road, there's an Airbnb.
Oh, no.
I'm in a dark alley. With a box of Shreddies, shaking Shreddies, saying, Star, Star. She's by a car in our neighbours and they've got one of those floodlights. She runs past the floodlight. Bomb goes on. It's on. I'm caught, full jammers, box of Shreddies by the people in the Airbnb.
Oh.
I'm just looking for my dog. I mean, they looked at me. It's 12 at night.
You've lost it.
Nick Tilsley is dressed in pyjamas with a box of Shreddies, shouting Star.
Pyjama hat on and everything.
Be good if you had a lantern in your hand as well. Lantern in one hand, Shreddies in the other.
Like, Shreddies, stop!
Stop! But it was like that. And they sort of look, quickly run into the house. I've dropped a Shreddy. She thinks it's a game. And she's going round the car, and the light's going on, off. I'm in a disco, in my pyjamas. Oh, I was awful. I was almost crying. No one else was up. No one else helped me. In the end, I had to go back into the kitchen and get some dog food out.
What, to calm her down?
No, the smell. Oh. She loves that dog food, and she'll run straight into the kitchen thinking she's going to get fed. So... Oh.
It's tough being a parent.
It's tough being his parent. 12 o'clock. My kids are growing up now, so they couldn't give two shakes. And I'm out there in my little pyjamas. So there we go. Colse?
No animals for me, unfortunately. No. Can't follow that up. But plenty of sport in the Olympics.
What's your sport this week, Olympics?
So since I have last spoke to you, I have partaken in... speed climbing, swimming, and today, the big one.
The dive.
Diving.
Mm.
So obviously, we touched on it in the podcast a few weeks ago, that obviously I couldn't swim. And I've had like 5 hours of lessons, and then obviously had one like swimming session here. But my lessons have kind of prepared me a little bit for the sessions, but it was intense. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm back to thinking that I can't swim now. So the swimming was full on. And I got scared at jumping into the pool on the swim.
Oh, dear. That's the first thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah. Swimming. Well, it's a like diving start into your front crawl.
Did you go down the ladders backwards?
I did, yeah. So I kind of, from swimming onwards, I was like, God, I'm not looking forward to diving. I'm not looking forward to diving. But yeah, today was diving.
Which board?
The highest jump I did today was the 3 meter. Not bad. A few people were doing the 5 meter, like diving off the 5 meter. But like, I kind of was wanting to get the technique right. But I thought, what I can't work out is what scares me. Is it the height that scares me? Or is it the fact that I could get hurt if I don't get it right? Like, I'm not quite sure what it is. Mm. But you know, like...
Both?
But you know, I was saying this today. I don't know if it's like that actor thing of wanting to kind of process everything you're doing and try and understand it in so many different ways. Whereas... with the diving, all you've got to do is just do it. Like, you've just got to have that split second of confidence and then keep your technique and you're fine. But yeah, so we started off doing, just literally jumping into the pool. So doing a pencil jump. So a few pencil jumps, a few like tucks, and then a few pike jumps. It's all right. And then actually weirdly enjoyed them because it is just like kid on holiday jumping in the pool, which I never really did. So I think I kind of got running about bomb. 23 years of bombs out of my system.
That's the one. Did you hit them with that one straight off? I've got this, lads. I've got this.
Did anyone do a cannonball? Did anyone do one?
I think there might have been one cannonball. But Jack, before we start, we get to watch the professionals do it.
Oh.
Fuck.
No splash.
Oh, no splash. And Jack, we saw a boy and a girl do a synchronized dive off the 10 meter to start with, and I was like, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Like, and I felt sick watching them. I was like, you should not be doing that. Then I tell you what gets you, the lad on the 5 meter springboard. Jumping on that springboard and landing and then doing about 6 twists in the air and still diving. Like, it is phenomenal. And yeah, like I completely shat it. And then by the end of it, I enjoyed it, but I'm not very good at it. But I don't think, you know, in school, like when you tried a new sport, I was never good at it. Like, I'm not a sporty person. So I think it's really quite... I forgot how hard it was for me to learn new skills and, like, pick skills up. But, diving's...
But everyone will be shit at that.
Jack, no. You're going to be amazed. You are going to be amazed by the standard.
There was two lads today who did a jump off the 10-metre board. Not a dive, just a pencil jump.
But that's easy. That's just feet first, land in, isn't it?
It is, Jack, but it's still 10 metres.
No, it's
still,
nothing. You
get on the dive. You do it next year, then.
Just jumping in feet first. Yeah, it's fine.
And do you realise how high that is? Because the platform's 10 metres, the pool's 5 metres, and you're like a metre and a half, so you're jumping 17 metres.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. When your feet land first, you're fine. You're absolutely fine. It's doing that forward one, and you're worried that your cock's going to get fucking smashed by the water, or your stomach is. It's that.
I did a pencil jump off the 3 metre today.
Lost your trunks.
it was a tuck jump, and I didn't get straight, so I tucked and kind of panicked, and it was neck first.
Ooh,
you don't want to be hearing those words.
No, like jaw ache. I bit my lip. I was bleeding.
Oh. Red chest,
full on.
Red.
It was one entire side of my face and neck and shoulder that were bright red. And it was, but I came out pissing myself because I was like, I wasn't meant to do that, was I? That wasn't meant to happen. But, like, I am enjoying it. I'm just, you know, I'm not very good.
You will.
No, I'm quite accepting on the fact that I'm going to come last, but I think...
You're not good.
I'm... Jack.
I bet you don't.
Jack, I'm going to come last. But it's very much for me, like, it is just learning sports that I never, ever thought I'd learn. So I'm just doing them to my ability.
You'd be fine. I think you'll piss it. Once the cameras are rolling, and the red light's on,
Once the cameras are rolling, like, you suddenly, you can just do the double back somersault.
Listen, we rehearse all the time, don't we? And it's always shit in rehearsals. But then you put that red light on and we're off.
We're on. We are.
I get a bit of first take nerves, though, sometimes. Imagine if I do that on the night. Can we do it again?
Oh, I wasn't ready.
What do you mean it's live? Enjoying it. Another week of the Olympics nearly done. In the meantime, I did run away for a little bit of a holiday this weekend. And on the plane, I watched National Treasure.
Ah, another plane watch.
Yeah, another plane watch. Shall we have a quick synopsis before?
Yes.
National Treasure follows the story of Ben Gates and the Gates family. Ben Gates is a man who has dedicated his life to finding treasure ever since his family were left with this kind of tale of a Freemasons and English Saints treasure buried somewhere, and they have all the clues. In National Treasure, we see Ben basically continuing his family's journey of finding the treasure, clue after clue. He starts off with a mate, and him and his mate fall out after finding what they think is the final clue, and it's a race on to who is going to get the treasure first, who's going to steal the Declaration of Independence, and who is going to get the success of being the best treasure hunter the world has ever known.
I liked that one, Coles.
The best treasure hunter the world has ever known. I like it.
So... obviously, I know, Jack, you've gone for the old daytime watch, haven't you? You've watched it today.
I didn't watch it today. I know. Ooh, you...
Confession time. You didn't watch it this week.
Only because I watched it about a month ago with the kids.
So you've not... He's done it again, Ben. I haven't watched it recently.
Recently I watched it a month ago.
There's a lot in there, though. A month, you wouldn't remember it all.
I watched it with my kids because it popped... We were on Disney Plus and it popped up and they went, "What's that?" I went, You must have seen it. And they went, "No." And I went, it's a bit like Goonies. It's a bit like Indiana Jones. And they went, "Oh, all right, we'll put this on." And then they quite liked it. I think Nyla liked it more than Ruben. I think it was a bit of a struggle to follow for Ruben. You know, the clues that, I don't know, for like an 8-year-old, 7-year-old.
I like that when they do the clues and they go, "We're looking for a sun." And the sun comes up at night, and then the night falls and there's an owl.
Yeah.
And then you go along, you know, they just link things. You're like, "What?" You're right. Quick, to the church.
Yeah. But yeah, the kids quite liked it. I was a fan of this film. When did it come out? Was it like
2004.
A classic.
I was six, and I do feel like I watched it at the cinema.
I'd have been 16.
Well, if I was six, I think it's 12A, so I must have had to go and watch it with my dad, wouldn't I?
Is it 12A? I thought it got a PG.
Was it a PG?
I thought it got a PG rating, because I think Paramount made it, didn't they, originally?
I think Disney now own the rights to it, because, and there's rumours of a number three, but I think it's been confirmed now that they've casted the TV series of it, haven't they?
Paramount made it, but I think they were owned by Disney. I'm not sure if they still are. So
okay.
When the film was getting its rating, it got given a PG rating, and they felt to get more of an audience acceptance, because they wanted a U rating, so that there'd be more people to be able to watch it. And when they got a PG, they released it under the production of Disney, so that people would look and go, a Disney PG or a Paramount PG, what's more child friendly? So they said Disney PG. So that's why, yeah, it is Disney and Paramount.
But I do think they're bringing out a TV series of it now. I think that's the plan.
Oh, right.
Of like, with a character of Benjamin Gates and the Gates family sort of thing. I think that's the plan. So obviously, Nick Cage is Benjamin Gates.
I'm a big fan of Nick Cage. I think we all do, don't we, Ben?
Yeah, he goes for it. He's talking absolute
bollocks
tosh in this film, and he goes for it. Fair play to him. He sells it. Absolute tosh. He's in the Antarctic looking for a ship. He finds a pipe and makes it all. You know, it's just all. You could easily turn around at any point in that film and go, what the fuck am I doing? But he's great. He loves it.
Yeah.
He does. Do you know what? I think it's really well cast. Nick Cage, Sean Bean, John Voight. What about old Harvey Keitel?
Harvey Keitel, yeah. Is he the detective?
Detective, yeah.
The inspector.
Yeah.
I didn't think, but I don't like the sidekick.
You don't like Riley?
I quite liked him.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Ben, I think he's the best character. And interestingly, in the original cut that the audience did when they do like audience screenings to get feedback, they wanted more of him, and it was that much that they went
you
back.
Say that like it's like
Riley, like
history.
Riley.
They wanted, we want Riley.
But they went back over and re-edited the film to put more of him in.
You know, the original rough cut was 4 hours.
4 hours.
Fucking 4 hours.
And they stretch the clues out for two hours 15, yeah, don't they? They stretch the clues out.
I think it's all right, runtime-wise. I don't think it... There's a little, tiny little bit that's baggy. Tiny little bit. Because, in effect, it's a treasure hunt movie, isn't it? That's what it is.
It goes from clue to clue.
Goes from clue to clue. And you know that in the end, they're going to find the treasure. But, you know, it kind of... There is only so many ways you can go from one clue to another clue to another clue until you finally get there. And I think it does it quite well. Obviously, the big thing of the film is they have to steal the Declaration of Independence, because the first clue they get in the first 5 minutes of the film is that there is a map on the back of the Declaration of Independence, which is this massive American prestigious government document that is under guard and lock and key. And as Sean Bean's character has fallen out with Nick Cage's character, it's kind of the race on as to who's going to get there first, who's going to find it, and who, you know, ultimately is going to get the treasure. And one thing that I found really interesting is, you know when they steal the Declaration of Independence, they wanted to get it right, so they basically came up with the way that you would steal a Declaration of Independence. And they sent it off to, like, the FBI and the American government and the artist place to say, look, we're obviously making this film. They knew, they worked with them all the way through it. And they said, do you think this is a realistic way?
A realistic plan of how we could steal it.
How we could steal it. And they came back and said, you've made this plan off our old plans. It all changed since 9/11. So, no, we don't think it would work. So then they employed, Paramount, the production company, employed a private detective whose job it was to investigate robberies. And when you've got to steal the Declaration of Independence. How do you do it? And he came up with that plan, and they sent it in, and they went, if there's any way it gets stolen, that's the way. That's cool, that, isn't
it?
I like it. Yeah,
and then they stole it.
And then they stole it.
For those people that don't know, Coles, what is the Declaration of Independence?
It's a great question, Jack, and I'm hoping that Ben knows the answer to it.
Yeah, Coles, it's your film. Perfect question, Jack. Perfect, because we like to delve into the history.
It's what was signed to basically free America, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. To my understanding, it's sort of like founding rules of like a new American land once they kick the British out.
Yeah, 4th of July, isn't it? It's the independence of America. Yeah.
I think it's that, isn't it? Maybe.
Colson's looking at his phone.
No, I'm just saying. I know that it was signed on the 4th of July. So it's obviously something to do with Independence Day. I also know it was 1976 because... No, sorry, it was 1776.
1976, because I remember that. 1976.
And obviously, the characters, Ben, Patrick and John, are all named after founding farmers.
The
Gates family are named after the founding fathers of America.
And the whole thing they talk about in the film, that there's nothing written on the back of the Declaration of Independence. There's nothing written. And there actually is.
There is, yeah.
It's just the date. The 4th of July, 1776?
Yeah, or 1976, whichever you fancy.
It's upside down. And when it was rolled up, when they signed it and everything was done, they rolled it up and someone, as storage, stored it away. They don't know who's wrote it, but someone's wrote the date, 4th of July, 1776, and then they've wrote what it is, the Declaration of Independence, and it's upside down. Which means it was probably rolled up and then just stored away somewhere.
Do you like it when he steals it and they catch him in the gift shop? I like that bit. I think that's just funny. Clever bit of writing.
Yeah, that's how they find him then, don't they? Because doesn't he leave his credit? He leaves his credit card,
yeah, because he hasn't got enough money. And obviously, Jack said about the Declaration of Independence being basically to kick the British out of America, which is kind of why when this film's been cast, you know, it's Sean Bean playing Ian and all his British mates, and then it's Nick Cage playing Benjamin and all his American mates, and it kind of is the American versus the rich British. So it's kind of the hard luck American versus the rich British of who's going to get this treasure. So basically, there's the whole thing in the Gates family that Granddad was kind of a big treasure hunter, wasn't he? And he had all of the plans.
Christopher Plummer.
Yeah, he wanted the Gates family to kind of restore their name. Obviously, Dad, played by John Voight, tried, and he kind of gave up after 20 years.
Well, he thought we're all a load of shit, didn't he? He went, one clue leads you to another clue. It's all bollocks.
And actually, he's quite right.
But you get the impression that Jack, did chase his tail for a large part of his life, trying to find the answers to, you know, this treasure. Then, obviously, Benjamin Gates has dedicated his whole life to finding this treasure, and he feels like he's getting close because of the clues that they find on the Charlotte, getting the Declaration of Independence. But when the police are after him, and when it looks like time's up and Ian's on his tail, there's only one person he can turn to, and that is his dad.
Papa, don't preach.
Yeah. I quite like the bit when they're hiding the Declaration of Independence from his dad, like just making out like it's a normal like thing.
A bit of paper, and he's sort of like trying to move it in it, and they're like, whoa.
Get me the lemons. I always keep that many in the fridge.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And then she goes, I'll do it. I'm thinking, you're still putting lemon all over the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, what do you think of Dr. Chase? Because at first, for the first 8 minutes, she's so against it. And then she's just in, isn't she? She's like, I'm a treasure hunter. I'm in love with you.
I think it's like a massive discovery, though. Because once she sort of like realises, oh shit, they are telling the truth. She's like, I mean, this is an amazing opportunity to sort of be involved with discovering this unknown fact for the last 300 years no one knew about.
It'll probably be the biggest thing she ever does in her career as a historian. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
like, you know, we've said, like John Voight's character says, like Ben said, one clue leads you to another. And after a few clues and after a few funny lines from Riley, we get to a point where...
Oh, Riley.
Don't slip that in, like a few funny lines from Riley. What are the classic Riley lines that I need to look out for?
I can't think of any of them.
I can't think of any classic Riley.
Do you remember that, like, that National Treasure, that Riley?
Ooh. Number two, he's great in number two as well.
That's the one I don't really remember, number two.
Is Cage in that, number
two?
Number two's the book, isn't it?
Book of Shadows or something.
Book of Secrets. The Book of Secrets.
I fucking love that. It's a book, but it's a book of shadows. You can't see it.
We get this clue, don't we, Ben, which basically says that something lands at Stowe and whatchamacall.
It's on the bell, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's on the bell. I mean, it's like... I mean, you think to yourself, the writers obviously had an idea. They've obviously had, and they've just tried to pad out as many clues as they can for 2 hours.
Would you not want to go on a treasure hunt? Did you not watch this film and think, I wish I was on a treasure hunt?
I've done one. You can actually order them online. You know that.
Ooh, hello.
Yeah, so depending on what city you live in. I mean, this is in England. I'm not sure about anywhere else. There's this company that sort of do them. So if you're in, like, one of the big cities, you know, your Leeds, your Manchester, your Birmingham, London, and all that. If you relatively live close to any of them, there's treasure hunts. What I mean by that is, so certain things like dates that are scribed on walls, streets, you get like a little map and it tells you where to go about in the city and it tells you what you're looking for.
It's like an outdoor escape room.
It's a bit
thing.
Like that, yeah.
Declaration of Independence.
I did it with the kids and all around Castlefield and Manchester City Centre. I had to do it over 2 days because it took a few hours.
What?
It took a few hours, yeah, and I had to go back and finish it.
I really enjoy that kind of problem solving. Like, I'm not very good at it, but it's a part of the brain that I obviously quite enjoy using, and I get something out of it. Like escape rooms, I love, and we've done a few, haven't we, together?
We've done escape rooms, yeah.
What was the one we couldn't even get out the lift at the start? She had to help us.
Well, that was three rooms, Ben.
Was that your leaving do? And it was room 13 in that hotel, and it was shit scary. It was a hotel, wasn't it?
We said we wanted to do the scariest, didn't
yes.
we?
Yes.
And from what I remember, we started in a lift, went into a corridor, then went into the hotel
room. Someone had been murdered in the hotel room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had to figure out who'd done it. But I just remember we couldn't get out the lift, I don't think, for ages.
And she couldn't help us because the intercom point wasn't in the lift because everyone got out of the lift. So she had to come in, didn't she, and be like, lads, you need to look up. And we were like, ah! There we go. But, like... There's some other stuff on escape rooms that I'm dreadful at, but then I remember the one we did. There was like a clue and it was something like, you know, there was a clue and it was for a padlock. And I was like, it's that clock. What time does that say? That's the thing. Did it. And like some stuff I can get really good. So I do feel like maybe I would find treasure.
Mm.
I think we should go on a treasure hunt.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can do them once.
But no, Jack. We want to find gold. Oh, we want to find gold. Oh. Why don't we muck around and find a little card at the end? Gold. I want a chest of gold.
I want boats. I want planes. I want to have to steal something. I want to be shot at.
You want a goblet with sapphires in it, don't you?
Yeah.
The Holy Grail, goblet with sapphires, and then, I don't know, some relics from Egypt.
So they get a clue basically saying that the treasure is buried below so-and-so, and it's like Parkinson Lane.
So-and-so.
Because the name was
linked
to my head.
I'd love to do a treasure hunt like that. It's buried under so-and-so.
So they think they're there, and it says the treasure's buried under Parkinson Lane, and, you know, they're all very much like, it's just another clue, and Ian's character at this point has kind of kidnapped Nicolas Cage, Benjamin Gates, because he's been arrested, hasn't he? And it's quite clever, isn't it, how he escapes. He does, in fact, a pencil dive.
He does, but that's a fair dive.
That's
a battleship.
More than 10 metres.
Way more. That's a hefty dive he does into
and if
the
Cage
water.
Is doing his own stunts like it says.
I don't think he's doing that.
I don't think he's doing that.
I think that's really high. Into choppy waters.
Yeah, it looked big. And then they kind of get this scuba dive out, which is what an escape plan. But yeah, so Ian has these characters controlled and he kind of is getting everything we want from him. And the Parkinson Lane clue makes it sound like they're going to have to go to another place to find this treasure underneath this lane.
But by that stage of the film, you're like, just find the fucking
treasure. Just find it, please.
Stop finding the next clue. Just get close to some bloody treasure.
Yeah.
We find a tomb, don't we, which says, here lies Parkinson Lane. And obviously, it was a name of someone. And they smash through the tomb. And then they're in. They are in. And you can tell it's on. If we're going to find treasure, we're going to find it now. And quite a big stunt on the old wooden steps, isn't it?
It wasn't too bad. I mean, look, it's not badly directed. It did that quite well because there's not much in those step things, is there?
No.
I mean, it's a part of the film that could have just gone down the stairs and fallen off.
Yeah.
That baddie gets it, which is good. I didn't like him.
Yeah, one baddie does get it.
One baddie goes, which is great.
He's like the big henchman.
Yeah, he goes, yeah. Falls off the ladder. He's done.
And they eventually do get to the bottom and there is no treasure. And there's another clue. Also, the Gates family tell Ian that there's another clue and they tell him that the clue is in Boston. And Ian kind of says, well, you're trapped. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, I can't believe he just takes that.
Yeah.
It's in Boston. He goes, oh, okay, you're trapped. Yeah, but
the way he sells it, though, it does sound convincing, doesn't it?
And because John Voight's character has been so much of... He's so against his son. You'd never think they could be in tandem enough to work with each other, which they do. And then they think there's no treasure. And when he's gone up into the air, he finds a piece that requires a bit of the pipe that they found on the Charlotte.
The pipe finally
comes into some use.
And part of the bargaining tool was that he got the Declaration of Independence, he got the pipe from the Charlotte, he got the glasses, he got all of the clues that they'd found, as long as Ian got the treasure. Well, they put the pipe in, they open the doors, and it's not, you know, we start off, we think, oh, bloody hell, they've done well here, like they've hit the jackpot. And then they light with the torch.
And you see it go on further.
And they really have it, the jackpot. Massive. That's TV gold.
Yeah, it was a gasp. When we were watching it, I went,
look at
so
that.
So much treasure.
That's so much treasure. It's just billions of pounds worth of treasure.
And if you found that much treasure, how much would you have took in commission out of interest?
He donates it. He gets 1%, doesn't he?
Yeah, he was offered 10. He only took 1.
I think he got 0.5%, didn't he, that Riley?
No, he got 1% as well.
He shouldn't have got anything. He's not that funny. He shouldn't have got 1%. He bought a Ferrari.
And here's a good one. You know that shot? So because they liked the character of Riley, after they edited it, he went and shaved his head. And then because all the audience liked him, they went, all right, we're going to write some more Riley scenes. So he had to shoot 3 scenes with a wig on, and that was one of them.
What, the Ferrari? He's got a wig on?
Yeah, yeah. Good that, isn't it?
They love you. They love you. Get a wig on. They love you.
Shall we take a quick break and come back and rate the film?
Yep.
Perfect.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treasure hunt over.
What kind of treasure are you going to be giving us, Coulson?
Yeah, who wants to start us off? Shepherd?
No, it's you.
Oh, I'm trying to bloody get in there.
Don't mix it up. The format works.
Seven. I love this film. Loved it as a kid. Find it so easy to watch. Find it entertaining. Understand that it's a bit shit, but it is just... It's a classic.
Shit seven.
It's a classic, really well made Disney family film that just deserves a steady seven. It's a good film, and obviously it's a film that's iconic with my generation.
I think I'll match you, Coles. Shit seven.
I mean, I did say steady seven first.
Yeah, but we changed it to shit seven. We changed. Now.
Rolls along, plods along.
Yeah.
Nick Cage is Nick Cage, which is great, which is what I wanted. I wanted him to be that. I think it's fucking great when he goes, I'm going to steal it. I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence. And he says it so seriously. But he's invested.
And about 40 seconds before, he's going, we can't possibly steal the Declaration of Independence. We have to stop him. I'm going to steal it.
Steal it so he can't steal it.
I like it. Sean Bean's good. I like Sean Bean in it as a villain. It's one of the only films, actually, where Sean Bean don't die. You know that.
Is it?
Yeah. It's one of them, anyway.
Well, he does get arrested, though.
He does get arrested, yeah. I think she's good, Diane Kruger. Riley's all right.
Fucking Riley.
You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. John Voight, good. Keitel, good. Good script, yeah, fine.
Price?
I'm not giving it a shit seven. Fine five. My son looked at me and went, ooh, they're stretching this out, aren't they? Just before he pissed off and let Star Escape.
Did it make you want to go on a treasure hunt?
Do you know what? I love Cage. Everything you've said, I think he's fantastic. What got me was... the clues each time were becoming more and more spurious.
Yeah.
Till in the end, you're like, fucking... And it was dark, but it was 12. And then if you take 12 from 42,
that's
30.
That is shit. When he goes, oh, we've missed it. And he goes, no, we've not.
Not. Because the clocks go back.
Oh, my God. And it's like that bit, you were a bit like...
I was a bit like, oh, it's fine. It does what it says on the tin. You're able to watch it. Cage is good. I don't think they should have made 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
I've seen 2, actually. I thought 2 was better than 1.
Oh, yeah. Really? I can't remember 2.
2, they steal a book.
The Book of Shadows.
The Book of Shadows, which no one can see unless it's night. Fine five.
So 19 out of 30.
Not bad.
Do you know what? I think that's fine. Again, you know, obviously I picked this as my last pick of the series, but when I picked this film, I wasn't expecting...
Tens,
you know,
yeah.
I wasn't expecting Oscar award-winning scores. It's just a film that... I enjoy watching. And that's what it was perfect for my flight. I just switched off, 2 hours of entertainment, in, out, steady away.
Hid a clue in the loo for someone else to find. Hid a little package in the loo.
Speaking of, if you like treasure hunts, we've got a gem for you, haven't we?
Very good.
Very good.
See?
And a 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just hidden gem of the week. Ooh, I went high.
Gem this week is a series. It's on the iPlayer.
You like an iPlayer, Gem? You do like an iPlayer.
Do you know what I
Gem?
Do? Because I think it's just sort of highlighting... Because that iPlayer, it sort of goes on for ages. And I don't know about you, but I don't think they're very good at advertising, like, when... for you to go back. You know, like Netflix is very... I don't know. It's like Netflix and what's the other one? Apple and Disney. They seem to... You seem to be always be able to find things easily.
Yeah.
I think on the iPlayer and Amazon, it's difficult to know, to find new things unless you know what you're typing in to find. Yeah,
I agree.
I did notice that someone downloaded the iPlayer this week, actually, because I got an email from the PlayStation saying, thanks for your purchase. Oh, and I thought, what's he bought? I thought you might have bought extra hours on Farming Simulator.
No, I tried to get there. I tried to get the combine harvester, but the bigger one, the red one, but I couldn't do it. No, I couldn't do it. I had to. I wanted to watch. I can't remember. I don't know whether it was a gem that Jack had said, or I think I wanted to watch a drama. That drama set in a prison with Sean Bean, written by Jimmy McGovern. Time.
Yeah,
that's I wanted it. Everyone said that was good. Yeah,
I wanted to watch that. Anyway, Jack, your gem.
The gem this week is a series.
And it's Time with Sean Bean.
No, it's not. But speaking of prison, what you mentioned there, it is a cop drama. So it's called Show Trial. Have either of you two seen it?
No.
Okay, so it's set in London. It came out about a year ago, I think, or 6 months ago, something like that. And I watched it when it was on, and it's about 6 episodes long. Basically, this young girl's been murdered. And the detectives are trying to investigate to find out who's done it. And they're working very closely with the CPS, the Crown Prosecution Service, right? So it gives you a good insight as to... The detectives think they're on to the person who's done it. They've got, like, a list of suspects. But they've not got that, you know, final piece of the jigsaw missing smoking gun to sort of, like, arrest them for it, charge them with it. And they're working with the CPS, and the CPS are sort of like also directing them how to sort of like investigate the case type thing. It's quite different. You know, like when you see, you know, Silent Witness or Prime Suspect, and you just see the detective side.
Yeah, so it's more of a behind-the-scenes-y cop drama.
Yeah, it's that as well. So it's just also good to sort of see the other difficulty elements that the police come up against when they think they've got the right person, but they have to really have enough evidence for it to get to court and everything like that. It's really good, and the acting's really good, the story's really good, and there's lots of twists and turns. And yeah, it's about 6 eps. Show Trial, it's on the iPlayer.
No PC Tinker?
No PC Tinker, no.
I mean, if they had of it, it'd only have been 3 eps, wouldn't it? He'd have cracked that quicker.
Well, you know, don't sell yourself short.
So before we find out what Ben has picked for us to watch as his final pick for next week, let's just quickly talk about the elephant in the room. We pre-recorded our episode after the Oscars thinking that nothing would happen. And we did talk in our Oscar specials about nobody watching the Oscars, and well, maybe if there's something that you want to do to make people watch and make people hear about them, you know, that's something. And I think one of the really interesting things is that 7.5 minutes later, he went and won Best Actor for a film that I don't think any of us have seen.
Yeah, woke up to the news. It's like bizarre. He thought, what is going on? It seemed very, very peculiar. And everyone sort of talked. There's memes about it. It's all over the internet.
Some great memes.
And I don't know. It seems like a bit of a... It seemed like a bit of a... shame that it sort of like clouded the whole awards, really. Right, it's like no one's talking about, you know, all the winners, really. It's just that you think, oh,
my mate texted me and was like, how's that been allowed to happen? How does he just walk on? And I was thinking of what you said in A Star Is Born, Jack. No one stops Jackson Maine.
you can't. I mean, when he's that close, I mean, yeah. Do you think they've got a gang of security waiting to grab anybody who's going to run up on stage when everybody who's in that theatre has been checked, everybody's been invited, and you think everything's going to be fine, but... Anyway.
So that's the word on that. Now let's find out what Ben has picked for us as his last pick of the series.
National Treasure 2.
Get in.
Get in. Book of Shadows. I thought about this. I thought about the choices I've made before. I've been choosing sort of classic cinema classics before. And then I thought, actually, I had a couple in my head. And then I thought I might go a bit off. I think it's... I really love this film. And actually, I just wanted to see it again. Leon.
The French... Yeah, the French one. With, and is the artwork him in the
Luke
sunglasses?
Besson.
Yeah, I've wanted to watch this for ages.
Have we not done it?
No.
I thought we'd already done it.
Jack Shepherd's done it in another podcast, Asleep. No, Leon. Yeah.
Yeah, I've wanted to watch it for ages and ages. I've never seen it.
Have you not?
No.
That's what I picked for my last pick of the series.
So, as always, at the end of the episode, it's a really good point for us to talk about the people who are supporting us and going that extra mile to get a little bit more Sofa Cinema Club in their lives. So let's find out who are the newest people to join our film club and production company. Who's getting jobs this week? Who has joined us on Patreon? We will start off with you, Jack.
I'm going cinematographer Scott Yerkiewicz.
Well done. Because I did not want you to leave that one for me, I have
to say.
I thought
I'd get in straight away. Scott Yerkiewicz.
Was it Jerkiewicz?
Well, I think it's Yerkiewicz. See what you think, Sofa Cinema Club. It's J-U-R-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z. I think it's Yerkiewicz, but it could be Jerkiewicz.
I'm going for a slightly easier pronunciation.
Pronounce it's back. Hello.
And a role that is vital in every single production company, and it is the tech man, specifically the Wi-Fi man, and that's Gary Beatty.
The Wi-Fi man? What Wi-Fi do you have on a movie set?
How many times does the Wi-Fi go down at Corrie and we have to make a phone call because we've been logged out? Thank you. Now we're ringing Gary Beatty. Can you get me back online?
Gary Beatty. Film set. 3D specs. I've had them before, but we've just got collecting 3D specs. Chelsea Lucas.
Person in charge of travel. Michelle Causey.
So
when we're moving from location to location, location manager, she got can be you. That Michelle Causey, your location manager.
And I'm going for the horseback fighter ranger Victoria Beckley.
Very important.
Very important role. And all those people have joined our Patreon, which is really easy to do. All you've got to do is head on over to www.patreon.com/sofacinemaclub.com. And if you join our Patreon, you get to support the Sofa Cinema Club in a way like no other. And for that, you get ad-free episodes. You get access to our close friends on Instagram. You also get direct access in terms of contacting us for extraterrestrial. That's kind of where Ben looks to find out all of his information. And you get a bonus episode of Sofa Cinema Club, all for the price of a small popcorn.
150 quid. It's our cinema. I've put the prices up.
That's all we've got time for on this week's episode of Sofa Cinema Club. We're back on Monday for Extraterrestrial, where we will be telling you what film you can watch on terrestrial TV this week. And then we're back on Thursday, where we're talking all things that we loved, hated, and rated about Leon. Until then, good night, God bless. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.